The book of Proverbs, chapter number 9. The book of Proverbs, chapter number 9. And I'll just use one of these handhelds. Gentlemen, the lapel batteries are dead. Proverbs, chapter number 9. And let me kind of just tell you what we're going to talk about tonight. We're going to talk about two issues that we find consistently all throughout the Bible that I think are very important issues, but I think maybe two issues that could be misunderstood by a lot of people in church today. We use these words a lot of times when we talk about Christian-related things. We talk about the word wisdom. I kind of want to address, what is wisdom? Let me give it to you this way. If wisdom, was a person, what would wisdom do? What would wisdom say? More specifically, if wisdom was a lady, what would wisdom say? What would wisdom do? And you say, why would we ever compare wisdom to a lady? Because the book of Proverbs does that for us. And then we also use the word foolishness. Jesus Christ called people fools. So we see the word foolishness all throughout Scripture. And what does it mean to be a fool? What does it mean to practice foolishness? And again, I would ask you, what's the best way in determining what a foolish person would act like? Well, let's pretend like foolishness is a person, more specifically a lady. What would foolishness say? What would foolishness do? This is the title of the message tonight, and it's simple: Wisdom and Foolishness Personified. Wisdom and Foolishness Personified. Now, personification, this is the method of teaching that Solomon, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, uses here in Proverbs chapter number 9. Proverbs chapters 5 through 9 deal with two ladies. One lady we'll call Lady Wisdom, and one lady we'll call Lady Folly. In Proverbs chapters 5 through 7, God, again, Solomon, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, personifies what foolishness looks like for us. Again, if foolishness could talk, if foolishness had a face, what would foolishness look like? Then in Proverbs chapter 8, same thing. We see that wisdom is personified. If wisdom was a lady, where would she go? What would she say? What would her intentions be? And then Proverbs chapter 9, where we're at tonight, is where we see both of these ladies personified. I will tell you up front, we will go to a couple different passages of Scripture tonight, so I want you to be aware of that. Be ready to flip back and forth. We're going to stay in these chapters 5 through 9, but we are going to flip around a little bit again, just to make sure that we get the proofs of the text and not just the proofs of what I'm saying. So, wisdom and foolishness personified. We're going to look at both of these ladies tonight. Lady Folly, Lady Wisdom. Let's begin Proverbs chapter 9. We're going to read the whole chapter. It's not a long chapter. Chapter 9, verse number 1. Wisdom hath builded her house. All right, so we see there her house. This is Lady Wisdom. She has buildeth her house. She hath hewn out her 7 pillars. She hath killed her beasts. She hath mingled her wine. She hath also furnished her table. She hath sent forth her maidens. She crieth upon the highest places of the city. Whoso is simple, let him turn into hither. As for him that wanteth understanding, she saith to him, come, eat of my bread, and drink of the wine which I have mingled. Forsake the foolish, and live, and go in the way of understanding. He that reproveth a scorner getteth to himself shame, and he that rebuketh a wicked man getteth himself a blot. Reprove not a scorner, lest he hate thee. Rebuke a wise man, and he will love thee. Give instruction to a wise man, and he will be yet wiser. Teach a just man, and he will increase in learning. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. We'll come back to that later. Again, what is wisdom? It all starts right there. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. For by me thy day shall be multiplied, and the years of thy life shall be increased. If thou be wise, thou shalt be wise for thyself, but if thou scornest, thou alone shalt bear it. So we see there in those 12 verses that Lady Wisdom, we see what Lady Wisdom looks like, what Lady Wisdom promises, what Lady Wisdom's intentions are. Now let's dissect Lady Folly. Verse number 13, a foolish woman is clamorous. That means seductive. She is simple and knoweth nothing. For she sitteth at the door of her house on a seat in the high places of the city. We'll come back to that. To call passengers who go right on their ways. Whoso is simple, let him turn in hither. And as for him that wanteth understanding, she saith to him, stolen waters are sweet, and bread eaten in secret is pleasant. But he knoweth not that the dead are there, and that her guests are in the depths of hell. Let's pray tonight, and we'll dive in a little deeper to our text here this evening. Dear Heavenly Father, again, I pray that you would just be with us here for a little while. Lord, I personally believe these are two very serious subjects. When we talk about being a wise person, being a foolish person, Lord, one thing that's interesting to me really all throughout your word and in these four chapters specifically, Lord, is you don't lay out any middle ground for us. Lord, we're either going to be wise or we're either going to be foolish. Lord, tonight, everyone's going to leave this building and we're all going to go to one of these two houses. We're going to go to the house of Lady Wisdom or we're going to go to the house of Lady Folly. We're going to follow after wisdom or we're going to follow after foolishness. Lord, I pray that you be with all of us, Lord, myself included. Lord, foolishness wants to take captive those that are in the pew, but also those that are on the platform tonight. Lord, all throughout churches, all throughout our nation, all throughout the world. So Lord, I pray that you'd help all of us to be on guard and see how foolishness wants to attack each and every one of us individually. Lord, I pray that we send out a congregation of people, Lord, tonight that would make the resolve to stay away from the house of foolishness, Lord, and to follow after wisdom. Lord, I just pray that you'd be with me. Lord, help me just to speak what thus saith the Lord. Lord, help me just to stay faithful to your text and, Lord, that alone. And, Lord, I pray that your word would just take root in people's hearts, Lord, myself included. We love you, Lord. I just want to thank you for being a wonderful Savior to us. Lord, your word tells us that if we want wisdom, all we have to do is ask for it. Lord, you're so good. And, Lord, tonight I just want to, again, just praise you yet again for being a good, good Father. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. We see here in this passage of Scripture that wisdom and foolishness are given a face. What are these two ladies? What are their goals? What's their intentions? Both of these ladies, I want you to notice, have houses. As I said in my prayer, all of us tonight are going to leave this building, and we're either going to go to the house of Lady Folly or the house of Lady Wisdom. We're either going to follow after wisdom or we're going to follow after foolishness. There's not another house mentioned in the text. And when we read the Bible never condones finding a middle ground between wisdom and foolishness. We're either going to pick one or we're going to pick the other. Both of these ladies have banquets prepared for you. Lady Wisdom has a wonderful banquet prepared for you. Lady Folly, the Bible tells us, has a banquet that's provided by stolen bread and stolen water. Both of these ladies can be found everywhere. We can find foolishness everywhere, on TV, over the radio waves, in social media. We'll see it on Facebook all the time. We'll move on from that. In print, in the White House, in every town, in every subdivision, we can find foolishness everywhere. But may I say this to you, if we'll look hard enough, we can find wisdom in things too. We can find a way to show wisdom. We can find a way to display wisdom. We know that both of these ladies are everywhere because Proverbs chapter 9, verse 14 gives us the idea of high places. This is interesting in this text. The Bible tells us in Proverbs chapter 8 about Lady Wisdom. Again, we don't have time to read all four chapters tonight for obvious reasons. The Bible tells us that Lady Wisdom's house is established upon a hill. And Lady Folly's house is established upon a hill for all to see where their houses are. What's theologically interesting about that is all throughout the Bible, the buildings that are on hills for all to see are sanctuaries, are temples, which tells us that we're either going to worship wisdom or we're going to worship foolishness. Which one will we choose tonight? Both of these ladies speak. Both of these ladies have intentions. Here's what we're really going to establish about these ladies. What are the two questions we must ask about both of these ladies? Number one is, what do they say? What do they say? What does Lady Folly say? What does Lady Wisdom say? But more importantly, the second question we must ask is, where do they lead? What do they say? But more importantly, where are they trying to take us to what we say? We have to also answer this question, right? Number one, what is foolishness? What is a biblical definition of foolishness, and who is Lady Folly? Psalm chapter 14, verse number 1 says this, "The fool has said in their heart, there is no God." By the way, that doesn't just mean that someone saying verbally, there is no God, makes them a fool. This is what foolishness is. Foolishness is living life like there is no God. You know, you could be a Christian in here tonight and be a fool. You could be a Christian in here tonight and live foolishly. Live like you have no accountability to God. Foolishness gives no regard to God in our daily decisions in life. Foolishness is forgetting God like an adulterous woman forgets her husband. That's foolishness. You say, Clay, what is foolishness and what is the message of Lady Folly? She wants you to live a life apart from God. to not include God in your decisions, to not include God in your daily walk, to live a life that's pleasing to you and to you alone, to live a life that fulfills your fleshly desires, your lusts, your wants, and your desires. That is the whole message of foolishness, and that is who Lady Folly is. But I love this. What is wisdom? And who is Lady Wisdom? What is her message? Proverbs 9:10 again says this: the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. What does that mean? The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. This is what it means. Biblical wisdom is learning the fear of the Lord in the whole of life, which results in bringing glory to God in all of life. Say, Clay, what does it mean to be wise? It means to fear God in everything that you do. It means to give God his due reverence in everything that you do. Every decision you make, you can either make a wise one by considering God or a foolish one by not considering God at all. Everything you do, any situation you're faced with, you can either use that situation, have discernment in that situation, and be wise, or you cannot consider God in that situation and be a fool. A lot of times we say this about wisdom. Wisdom is discernment, and that's it. Well, I agree. Discernment is kind of included in wisdom, but wisdom regards all of our life. Every decision we make, everything we do, we must do with wisdom. So let's talk about these two ladies tonight. Number one, who is Lady Folly? Who is Lady Folly? Proverbs 9, verse 13 again, if you'd look at that again with me. A foolish woman is clamorous. That's another word for seductive. Who is Lady Folly? She is seductive. And who does she want to seduce tonight? May I say to you, she wants to seduce all of us. Foolishness wants to take all of us as her victims. I want to dive in here a little more and just, again, explain more of who Lady Folly is. Go with me to Proverbs chapter number 5. Proverbs chapter number 5, again, I just want you to get a full idea of who is Lady Folly. What does foolishness look like? If foolishness had a face, if foolishness could talk, if foolishness could walk, what would foolishness behave like? Proverbs chapter 5, verse number 3. For the lips of a strange woman drop as an honeycomb, and her mouth is smoother than oil. Turn over to the next chapter, Proverbs chapter number 6, verse number 24. Proverbs chapter 6, verse number 24. To keep thee from the evil woman, from the flattery of the tongue of a strange woman. Proverbs chapter number 7, again, next chapter over. Proverbs chapter number 7. Verse number 5, that they may keep thee from the strange woman, from the stranger with that flattereth with her words. Again, seeing this picture of who Lady Folly is. And I want you to turn over to one other passage with me, Proverbs chapter number 6, verse number 25. We have to ask this question: what does Lady Folly say? What's her intention? What is she trying to get us to do? What does foolishness say to us? By the way, if a lady was foolishness, what would that foolishness say to you? Proverbs chapter 6, verse number 25, we see that Lady Folly has two weapons. Proverbs 6, verse number 25, lust not after her beauty in thine heart, neither let her take thee with thine eyelids. Foolishness has two weapons. Number one, flattery. Number two, beauty. Lady Folly has two dangerous weapons. The first one is flattery. You know what the truth's known? Lady Folly is speaking to some of you tonight, starting to tell you how good you are, starting to tell you how great you are at resisting temptation, starting to tell you that you won't be the victim of that sin like everyone else is. Lady Folly is starting to speak to you and flatter you with her words, and you're starting to believe her. She's going to tell you what you want to hear. She's going to tell you that nothing that you act upon will have consequences. She's going to tell you that you're going to be the exception of the sin that has doomed others. Her first weapon is flattery, and her second weapon is this: beauty. She wants to convince you of how beautiful a life, where you can live according to your own lust, your own desires, a life with no accountability to God. She doesn't want you to see the consequences. She wants you to find the beauty in living a life that is pleasing to yourself. Her seduction is designed specifically for you. May I encourage you to do something tonight? Identify your weaknesses. What are your weaknesses? You know what? I could say what my weaknesses are, but if the truth's known, those aren't the same weaknesses that you face. Lady Folly may tempt me with one thing, but tempt you with another. May I encourage you to find what your weaknesses are tonight? Because that is where Lady Folly is going to hit you. She's going to dissect you. She's going to watch you. Foolishness is going to take you as a victim by exploiting the things that you're weak in. If you have an addiction that you're having trouble controlling, that's where foolishness is going to hit you. If you have a habit that you can't keep under control, that's where foolishness is going to hit you. If you have a money problem, foolishness is going to tell you that you can get the one-up advantage to get more money in this situation. Foolishness is going to expose you where you are weakest. Lady folly has taken many, many victims. I want you to turn to one other passage of scripture here. Proverbs chapter 7, verse number 26. Proverbs chapter 7, verse number 26. Proverbs chapter 7, verse number 26. This is such a sobering verse. Again, speaking of Lady Folly. For she hath cast down many wounded. Yea, many strong men have been slain by her. The most dangerous thing that you can say in here tonight regarding foolishness is, foolishness won't take me as a victim. Lady Folly won't seduce me. Lady Folly won't attack me. I'm strong enough spiritually. I can overcome the temptation spiritually. I'm faithful enough to church. I'm a devout enough Christian. Lady Folly won't take me as a victim. Notice what the verse says. She has taken many strong men. You know, I heard a sobering statistic just yesterday. I was over cleaning the gym floor. I was listening to one of my podcasts that I listen to on a weekly basis. And the pastor gave a startling statistic to me. He said that 1,500 men involved in ministry, so that's pastors, preachers, deacons, whatever the case may be, 1,500 men involved in ministry leave ministry every month, 1,500 a month due to some sort of moral failure. You know what that tells me? That Lady Folly is not just looking for those in the pew. What it tells me is that Lady Folly's greatest trophies are men of God. Lady Folly's greatest trophies are pastors. Lady Folly's greatest trophies are the ones who are supposed to be the example. In that podcast, I love what the pastor said. He said, I think what happens is men of God get this idea that they're the shepherd, when in reality, they have more in common with the sheep. None of us are exempt from the seduction of Lady Folly. If you're in here tonight saying, I can escape this seduction of Lady Folly, I would say to you, you're already on her front porch and you don't even know it. She's looking to take all of us as victims, whether you're on the pew, whether you're in the platform, whether you're a faithful one to church, whether you're on the fence of trying your best to be faithful, but not just quite getting there. Lady Folly wants us all. She wants us all as victims. We can look all throughout the scriptures and see Lady Folly taking victim after victim, hostage after hostage, all the way from the beginning of the Bible. Lady Folly told Adam and Eve, right? They could eat of the tree. They could eat of the tree. Lady Folly told Cain that his sacrifice was good enough. Lady Folly told Jonah that he could flee God's will by just jumping in a ship and fleeing to Tarshish. Lady Folly told David that if he just wanted to skip battle, he'd be fine, when in reality, he skipped battle and fell prey to the seduction of Bathsheba. Lady Folly wants to take us all as victims. Do not say in here tonight, I'm exempt. I can escape. I'm spiritual enough. I'm devout enough. I know enough scripture. Lady Folly is after us all. What do we do? What do we do? We must run. Say, Clay, how do we escape Lady Folly? This may sound like a simple answer, but we must run. Look at Proverbs chapter number 5. Proverbs chapter number 5. How do we escape foolishness? How do we get away from its grip? She flatters us. She shows us beauty. It's hard to resist, but we can find a way out. How do we escape? Proverbs chapter number 5, verse number 3. For the lips, if you have a pen in your hand, I want you to underline that word. For the lips of a strange woman drop as in honeycomb, and her mouth is smoother than oil. But her end is bitter as wormwood, sharp as a two-edged sword. Her feet, again, if you have a pen, I want you to underline that word. Her feet go down to death. Her steps take hold on hell. Make that connection in verse number 3 with the word lips and the connection in verse number 5 with the word feet. May I encourage you to do this? You say, Clay, how do we escape Lady Folly? How do we escape foolishness? Don't look at Lady Folly's lips. Look at her feet. Don't look at what Lady Folly tells you. Look at where Lady Folly tries to take you. Instead of looking at what's appealing about sin and how it can satisfy you temporarily, look at where foolishness, a life apart from God, wants to take you. Say, Clay, where is it wanting to take me? Again, Proverbs chapter number 9, very last verse of the chapter. She wants to bring you to her house. And notice who's in her house. But he knoweth not that the dead are there and that her guests are in the depths of hell. If you go into Lady Folly's house to have a meal, guess you're going to be having a meal with? Adolf Hitler, Judas Iscariot, Saddam Hussein, Joseph Stalin. Lady Folly promised them power. She took them captive, and now they sit at this banquet table. What does Lady Folly want to promise you? She wants to bring you into her house. She is literally, the road to her house is literally the highway to hell. What does Lady Folly want to seduce you with tonight? Listen, we can run. Don't look at the lips, look at the feet. Sin looks appealing. Sin sounds appealing, but we have to look at where sin, living a life, again, foolishness, living a life apart from God, where does it take us? Lady Folly brings death, but Lady Wisdom brings life. Let's transition right into Lady Wisdom. Who is Lady Wisdom? We found that again in our chapter number 9, the first 12 verses. Lady Wisdom is elegant. Lady Wisdom is classy. She is a picture of real beauty. She speaks with discretion. Proverbs chapter 8, verse number 8 says this, "All the words of my mouth are in righteousness. There is nothing forward or perverse in them." Lady Folly wants to seduce you with your words, lie to you in your words, but there's discretion in the words of Lady Wisdom. She says, "There's no untruth coming out of my lips." Her words are valuable. Again, Proverbs chapter 8, verse number 11, "For wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things that may be desired are not to be compared to it." So whatever Lady Folly is offering you that looks entertaining, that looks enjoyable, that looks that it, like it will meet your needs, we find that in Lady Wisdom, we have something greater than rubies and greater than anything that Lady Folly can produce to us. Again, verse number 18, her words are valuable. "Riches and honor are with me, yea, durable riches and righteousness." Lady Wisdom shows us the life that God has meant for us to live. She gives you life worth living. Lady Wisdom wants to give you life, wants to give you a life more abundantly. Proverbs 8, verse number 35, "For whoso findeth me findeth life and shall obtain favor of the Lord." I want to ask you again, this is what Lady Wisdom says, right? "My words are more valuable than rubies." There's value in my words. But where does Lady Wisdom want to take us? Just like Lady Folly wants to take us to her house, Lady Wisdom wants to take us to her house. And this may seem insignificant, but these are powerful words right here. Look at Proverbs chapter 9, verse number 1 again. Wisdom wants to take us to her house. "Wisdom hath builded her house. She hath hewn out her 7 pillars." You know what that tells me about Lady Wisdom's house? There's safety in her house. She's built it herself and she's hewn out 7 pillars. This is what it tells me about Lady Wisdom. Although it may not look as appealing as Lady Folly, although it may not look as enjoyable as Lady Folly, there is safety in the house of Lady Wisdom. You know, me and Miss Kyla were just talking today about someone that we're both concerned about, someone in the church that's away from the Lord. And we both, Miss Kyla, I can accredit this part of the sermon to her. She said something in her office that hit me, man, convicted me. She said, you know, one day she'll realize what she's doing. Right? One day she'll want to turn back. One day she'll realize that what's going on isn't right. This person, you know what happens? We live the life of foolishness. We chase after the life of foolishness because, look, I won't lie to you, it looks appealing. The Bible tells us that there's pleasure in sin for a season. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that there's nothing appealing to sin. That'd be a lie if I told you that. The Bible tells us that foolishness looks beautiful. It's flattering. It looks like a beautiful lady. I'm not going to tell you that sin's not appealing, but what I will tell you is that although sin may look appealing, there's safety in living the life of wisdom. You know, I find that these people who chase foolishness, just like the prodigal son chased foolishness, ended up living, eating, and sleeping with the pigs. Don't leave the life of safety in Lady Wisdom for what you think looks appealing. Don't look at what Lady Folly says. Look at where she wants to take you. Listen, there's safety in living wisely. Will we approach life through a wise lens, through a wise outlook? Will we take all of our decisions? Will we take God into consideration in all of our decisions? Will we take God into consideration in everything that we look at, everything that we face, everything that we do, or will we choose to live a life that's pleasing to us and us alone? Lady Folly wants to tell you that you can live a life completely separated from God. No accountability, not have to answer to anyone, only enjoy living foolishly, which we find the end of is death. Lady Wisdom promises what? She promises safety. Let's choose to be safe tonight. Right, we're about to go out here in this rain. Hopefully it hasn't got too bad. We want all of you to be safe tonight. Spiritually, just as you go out in this rain tonight, I want you to be physically safe. Spiritually, I want us to go out and be safe. Live a life that is wise. The Bible says that if we want wisdom, we just have to ask God for it. Tonight, maybe some of you are struggling with this. This desire, this thing that you're dealing with is appealing. You don't think you can get over it. Just ask God for wisdom tonight. Flee the house of Lady Folly. When you leave this building, don't go worship at the house of Lady Folly. Go worship in the safe house of Lady Wisdom. Let's pray, and we'll be dismissed. Dear Heavenly Father, again, I just want to thank you for your word. Lord, I know I've just been convicted. I don't know what it is, Lord, this week. I've just been convicted. Lord, you hear so many stories today of Christians, and Lord, specifically, what hits me is, Lord, seeing these men of God, Lord, men of faith, pastors, Lord, falling prey to the seductions of Lady Folly. Lord, it's convicting. Lord, truly within us, there's just a depravity that we all have. Lord, our sin nature. Lord, we are all so very depraved if we choose not to be wise and just trust you. Lord, I pray that you'd help us all to just live safely by living wisely. Lord, help everyone in this congregation. Lord, again, me more than anyone. Lord, just help us. Lord, not to look at what Lady Folly tells us, but Lord, to look at where it can take us. And Lord, I know tonight if I was to have people raise their hands and say, Lord, they know a friend or a family member or a coworker or someone they care about that's living a life that's just not pleasing to you. Lord, I know there's several people like that on hearts tonight. Lord, I just want to pray for each and every one of those that are on people's minds, Lord, that you just show them wisdom. Lord, you'd show them that, Lord, there's safety in just trusting you. There's safety in living a life that's pleasing to you. And Lord, again, be with all of us. Help us all to be on guard. Help us all to identify what our weaknesses are so that we can better run. We can better defend ourselves. We love you. Again, we thank you for how many blessings. Keep everyone safe, Lord, on the roads tonight. In Jesus' name, we do pray. Amen.